right. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys?
It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. I'm Major Corey Vincent, and I'm the pastor of the Salvation Army. And I oversee the work of the Salvation Army within our MWB.
There you go. Nailed it. Love it. So for everybody at home, we already did one of these interviews. That being said, our computer literally blew up, so we lost your episode.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't prepare for these interviews, and so if you think you're getting the same questions you got before, you are very mistaken, my friend.
I was practicing them too.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
So the cool thing we did today, because Corey thought this would be a good idea, he's seen a show called Between Two Ferns. We have a bunch of plants here, so we decided we got one there. Yeah. So Mr. Zach Galifianakis.
Big shout out to
Zach. We're biting off your style a little bit. So do you like that show?
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest things ever. Zach is very gifted with this sense of humor that is just, it's wild.
He is so wild.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I literally was just watching him yesterday. There's a show I like to watch on repeat, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And so they film an episode together.
Okay.
And then at the end of that episode, they film his, and it's part of the show.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. All of his films, he's hilarious.
So that's something we didn't talk about last time at all.
No.
Films.
No. That's
so
right.
You like movies of some sort, or comedies? Like, what are you into?
I'm big into comedies.
Yeah.
Actually, I love comedies, but I also like thrillers.
Okay.
Something with M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
His stuff that has this twist at the end,
right,
or mysterious.
Yeah.
But I'm also a history buff as well. So any film that depicts, historical events, or my favorite movie of all time is Braveheart. I'm a big Braveheart fan.
Okay.
And 300.
Okay.
I love 300. Yeah.
Okay.
But
nice.
For the most part, I stick with comedies.
Yeah.
Something that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy that you would want to go to a horror movie with.
Wow.
Because I tend to become a little wimp very, very shortly into the movie.
Yeah.
So I watch the thing like this,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
100%. I've got like girls up in front of me laughing at me and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So no, I try to stay away from horror movies.
Yeah. I'm on the same vein as you. Like, I can't do it.
Even
during, like, I hate going to the movies when there's previews of horror movies.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, oh man, I'm literally eyes closed.
Jumpy.
I'm
really, really jumpy, and I don't like that feeling of that suspense and then all of a sudden getting a fright.
Yeah.
I don't like it. No.
Who's paying money for that?
Yeah.
I don't want to pay money for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Wild.
I'll avoid it at all costs.
I'm the same way in high school.
But occasionally, I'll see a movie that's a little bit, I guess, in that genre. And the only way I will watch it at home is if my wife is with me. But then if like the garbage has to be taken out that night, she's doing it, not me.
100%. 100%. No, I don't like it. It makes me feel like uncomfortable for like weeks after. If I watch even like something like some thrillers are a little bit pushing that level.
Yeah, yeah.
So like if it's a thriller, it better be daytime and those like the sun better be out.
Yeah. I think one of the last movies that I ever watched in a movie theater, horror movie, was the remastered Exorcist.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. Oh,
I slept with the light on.
Oh, it still haunts my dreams.
I know. My wife and I went. That was in St. John's, Newfoundland. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I went
back to the dormitory because I was in seminary at that point.
Okay.
And I slept with the light on the whole night. Yeah.
It shook me to
the
core.
And I'm not one bit ashamed to say it.
Yeah. No. I had to like, we're in Fort McMurray. I used to walk through the woods all the time.
Yeah.
Like my parents lived in Dickensfield, so I had no problem going to Thickwood or cutting through Timberley. And I saw that movie and I was like, man, I can't walk at night anymore for weeks.
Yeah. And now you have these movies like Insidious?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't pay attention to the horror.
Yeah. And The Conjuring and things like that. And I no, not for me.
My thing is like...
And these movies, sorry to interrupt
you. No.
These movies like that depict violence and gore, like the Saw genre.
Yeah.
Like, not into that at all.
Not into it.
I don't know who's twisted enough to come up with those movies. Yeah.
And my thing more than anything else is, because I grew up in the Catholic faith.
Yeah.
So like church of any sort... Doesn't matter what religion you are to me is sacred.
Yeah.
And so when you start messing with something that is like biblical, I'm just like, it shakes
anything
me to a different...
Anything to deal with demonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well,
a bunch of babies here.
I'm a man of faith. I believe in God. And
That's
if there's good, there has to be evil.
That's right.
And so, you're right. When you're messing with that, and I've heard about... reports of things that happen on the set of that movie and it's just
no thank you
scary I'll avoid it
On that note, let's switch it to a happier topic.
Sure.
What kind of comedies do you like to watch? Like, is it a rom-com? Is it like slapstick? Is it like raunchy humor? Like what genre of comedy?
That's a good question. I'm not into romantic comedies. I can tell you that. I'm a Jim Carrey fan. I'm a Will Ferrell fan. I really like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, classic.
And just brings me back to my childhood or my young adulthood, I should say. Yeah. But Will Ferrell would have to be my fave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
I just watched a few days ago Old School that he's in, and he's Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's go streaking.
Yeah, let's go streaking. Oh man.
Yeah, I remember that one. And the other, like Roy Burgundy.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that's one I literally have. I have a list, and that's on my list to see next.
Yeah.
I've seen it numerous times.
Yeah, yeah.
But Anchorman is hilarious.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember I went to see that first one, and I was at the time, movies weren't like what they were now. You didn't know what you were going to see.
Yeah.
So my buddy calls me up. I'm living in Edmonton. He's like, hey, I want to go see this movie Old School tonight. Do you want to come? I'm like, yeah, I got nothing on the books. What's it about? And he's like, don't worry about it. It's a comedy. I'm just like, all right. And I was like, what type? He's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So I show up and I'm sitting in the West Edmonton Mall Theater and I'm having my drink, and we're not going to go into the line, but it's one of the first lines of the movie because I didn't know what I was going into.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have a mouthful of pop and like the first joke hits and I literally all over the guy in front of me, but he was laughing at the same joke. So he turned around and like, dude, he's like, okay.
I just, to me, comedies, anything that can give me a good belly laugh. And when I say belly laugh, like I almost pass out when I laugh.
That's awesome.
And I just enjoy like YouTube videos, clips, pranks.
Yeah.
TikTok, I'm like comedy right in my hand.
Come on
with it. Yeah. Anything that can help you clear your mind and just give you that moment of instant gratification.
Yeah.
You know, it's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What are you snacking on when you watch movies?
Oh, I'm a I'll shamefully admit, I love my potato chips.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm going
this
to...
This is the right show to be on if we're talking about any kind of snacks, just yeah. so you know.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm more of a cheesies kind of guy.
What kind of cheesies? Just very...
Well, like, especially like Humpty Dumpty or okay. Chester Cheetos type
yeah.
thing.
Okay, so you like come a fluffy
but,
Cheeto.
Yeah, and then the... you know, the saltiness is got it. Then, mm-hmm. then has you have to have a chocolate bar to go along with that. So,
okay, so
fruit and nut.
Fruit and nut is the chocolate bar.
Fruit and nut.
Wow, we're yeah. getting the we're entourage getting... saying, yeah. yeah, we agree with that.
And okay. I like it because I can keep it in the fridge without my family eating it.
Yeah,
my daughters, they don't despise like fruit okay. and nut bars. Yeah.
So. And if you're gonna go with chip, what kind of chip? What's your go-to chip and chip
it has
brand?
To be Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch Doritos okay. all the way.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay. I like it. Now, listen, my favorite part about this show is we talk about literally anything and everything, but we are somewhere specific today. So can you explain to us where we are today and why we're here?
We are at my second home, and this is where I spend most of my time during the week when I'm not home. This is our church, our sanctuary. This is a place where we come.
Yeah. It's okay. That happens. People walk into our shot all the time.
Brian, you're on TV, buddy.
You're on TV. There we go.
We'll edit that out, Brian.
No, we won't.
No?
We had Keith McGrath walk in a few days ago into the set. We don't edit anything
else. Okay.
My favorite part of the show is that.
So you're going to be on TV?
One time we had a guy literally like come and have a full conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to be on TV. How
are you doing? Good. Hold on. I'm going to make sure you're in camera. Hold on. All right. So, yeah, you're definitely in the shot. How are you doing, my dude?
I'm doing good. I'm Bram.
Nice to meet you. I'm Elliot.
Nice to meet you.
And what's Brett. Your story?
My story is I attend church here, and this is my pastor, and I love this place, and there's all kinds of activities here, and God is great.
That's awesome, man. So what are you doing here today?
We're getting ready for a children's program here this weekend. I brought my daughter, and she's going to set it all up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go do a bit of work around, and I brought some things for her.
Nice. Now, what I've been seeing, which I love to do myself with my son, is I saw a bunch of people bringing in skateboards, yourself included.
Yes.
So what's that component of this all about?
That's all for the VB... It's called a VBS program. It's a children's program.
Okay.
And it's going to be happening here this week. And so that's all part and parcel.
Nice. Do you skateboard?
Come on now. Really? No, I'm past that. Yeah, okay. I'm past that one.
And how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
I've been here 15 years.
Nice. What do you do in Fort McMurray? What brought you here?
I do a number of things. Yeah. I preach.
Okay.
I drive for a company here, back and forth to Horizon.
Bus?
No, SUV. I drive an SUV.
Okay.
And I do construction.
We got a busy man over here.
Very busy.
There we go.
So I'm going to go do some construction right now.
Nice. Awesome.
Lay some paver stones, and I'm going to install a lock, and I'm going to also support this man over here.
There we go. And how long have you been coming to this church for?
Probably about 11 or 12 years now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so out of all, because there's obviously options when it comes to church and places to worship. So what about this establishment like speaks to you?
Well, I came here because I found a place that I could worship at my leisure, at my way of worship. And the way that I want to express my love for God, mm-hmm. I found this a place I could do it. And I also found it that there was a good community here that love each other. And then we, on top of that, we can enjoy fellowship with the brothers and sisters and the people around. And it's a very diverse church.
There you go.
It's got a lot of youth, and it's got a lot of older folk. And it's incorporated, and I like that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being a special guest today. Before you leave, though, I'm going to need you to write in a book so I spell your name right, because we are going to post this, and you're going to be in the episode.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Cool.
I didn't know I interrupted. I'm sorry.
No, I
there's no such thing.
Interruption. It definitely gives light to,
that's right.
to what we yeah. do here and yeah. how close we are as a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the vibe of the show, so yeah. Thanks for joining, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Cheers.
Have a good day.
You too. That was awesome. So yeah, you have, that's the one thing that I will say about being in this facility is people have just been coming and wanting to be friendly, wanting to talk about it, want to promote the church. Like, that's awesome.
There's so much activity that happens here, programming for our community. We today actually there and yesterday, there's a course happening in here for some of our staff. About non-violent conflict resolution.
Yeah.
And so that's being taught in there. And the Salvation Army here in the community, people, when they think of the Salvation Army, they often think thrift store.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Right.
Or they think of the Christmas kettles and the bell ring. But the Salvation Army is so much more than just those two things.
That's right.
The thrift store actually is non-profit. Mm-hmm. And we take funds and we put them directly back out into the community to support our programming.
Right.
Programming runs from adults with severe deficits or disabilities. Mm-hmm. And we have group homes here where they require 24-hour care.
Yeah.
So we have four homes. We have our shelter, which our building on McDonald Street. Mm-hmm. It operates two shelters, one downstairs, which we refer to as the MAT program.
Yeah.
And that's come as you are. It doesn't matter. We just want you to be safe for the night. We want you out of the cold, out of the elements,
right,
and give you a safe place to sleep.
Right.
And we have our staff that regularly checks on them to ensure their safety. And then upstairs, it's more for people that are coming down on, you know, hard times, or they come to town with the hope of a job, and something drastic happens and they need a place to stay.
Yeah.
And so we provide that for them, where meals are provided. And and then, you know, we have our diversion program where we're actually hoping to divert people away from the shelters and into low-income housing.
Cool.
Because people need to be housed first before they begin to work on themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So the Salvation Army, there's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah.
But it all springs from our hope in Jesus.
Yeah.
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 This guy up here.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure if that's an accurate depiction or not, but
hey.
But it all we're a faith-based organization.
Yeah.
And so everything that we do in our community is a result of us loving God, God loving us.
Right.
And if our heart is connected to God, then we need to be connected to fellow man.
There we go.
And so everything we do springs from that hope in Jesus.
That's awesome. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. I can't think of a better outro than that. Other from, as you know, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
So I practiced my first interview.
Yeah.
I gave a huge shout out to some special people. So I'm going to, since I've practiced that, I'm
there
going to do it again.
Okay.
I just want to give a huge shout out to all of my staff. First of all, my wife, for being a great partner in the ministry, who also pastors this church and oversees the work of the Salvation Army. But I also want to thank my awesome staff. They sacrifice so much every day to bring hope to others. And they not only make the Salvation Army proud and me proud, but the work that they do, I believe, brings honor and it brings glory to God. And I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so...
quenching your ugly thirst.